Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There are many ways to hunt ducks. On this episode, I'm going to give you four diverse strategies that you can use to get started. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about four strategies for duck hunting. Now, there's a lot of ways you can duck hunt in different parts of the country. People do it different ways. People do different variations on the four different strategies I'm going to give you. So this is not an exhaustive list. This is a starting point. This is a place for you to get started. Also, just want to note, make sure you get in on the decoy giveaway. We're giving away a set of decoys in June, July, and August. All you got to do is head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, click on decoy giveaway, and then sign up, and then go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. So all you got to do is sign up and subscribe to the YouTube channel, The New Hunter's Guide, and then you'll be signed up to win a box of brand new giveaways that I will ship to you. So how do you hunt ducks? And, you know, these are things that you can use. No one person's probably going to be able to use all four of these strategies. Okay, so don't feel like you need to master all of these. All you need to do is pick one and use that as a starting point. Okay, so it's not about, okay, I need to learn all four of these. No, you need to learn the one that's best for you. Maybe two will apply to you and where you're at. So I'm going to jump right in. Number one strategy for duck hunting is what I'm going to call jump hunting. Now, most people say this is not the way you should hunt ducks. This is unorthodox. This is not a purist approach. This is blah, 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 blah. Look, sometimes you just need to get in the woods and do what you're able to do. Okay, and the best way to hunt ducks is the funnest way to hunt ducks. So for some people, this is going to be the funnest way to do it. And for some, this is going to be the only way they can hunt because they don't have the resources to do any of the other strategies I'm going to get into next. So I start with this one because it's the lowest bar. It takes the least gear. It's the easiest one to get into strategy-wise. It is not the most effective, but you know what? If you're between which doing this or doing nothing, this will work. I've done this. I've been successful at it. So jump hunting, the word comes from basically you're walking around trying to get the jump on ducks. You're walking along streams. You're walking along, lake and pond edges. You're trying to get within gun range of a duck to do one of two things. Either shoot that duck on the water or get that duck to flush into the air and then shoot it out of the air, just like you might hunt pet pheasants or grouse or whatever. Either way. Now, there's a big ethical and philosophical debate about is it appropriate, is it right, is it sportsmanly to shoot a duck on the water? And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, where I hunt, I don't understand the argument. I do not, because it is so hard to sneak up on a duck on the water and shoot them on the water. It is harder to do that than it is any other kind of duck hunting that I have found. So to me, If you can sneak up on a duck and shoot it on the water, why would you not? More power to you. That's impressive to be able to do that. You know, we're not talking about shooting turkeys off the roost. It is hard to sneak up on a duck and get within shotgun range of a duck. And even then, I wouldn't fault people for shooting a turkey off the roost. I've hunted an entire season and never gotten close enough to a turkey to take a shot, let alone on the roost. You know, hunting can be hard, especially in certain parts of the country. And if you can sneak up on a duck, I mean, to me, that's a feat. I have tried many times to sneak up on ducks, both from scouting and a hunting standpoint. And, you know, especially if you're walking parallel to the water. Ducks are really wary creatures. They can be skittish. They can see and hear you coming a long way. It can be super hard to sneak up on them. But even then, if you think that it's unsportsmanlike, maybe in your part of the country, it's super easy to do that. Maybe where you hunt is not like where I hunt. Then, okay, cool. So the other thought is you sneak up on them and you flush them and you try to shoot them out of the air to make it more sporting. Again, I'm good either way. Where I hunt, neither is easy to do. You're better off doing almost anything else, but it can be done. And like I said, I've done it. So there's some strategy, though, that you can use to help and be more effective at this. Usually, the thing you don't want to do is walk along the water, because you can see them from afar off. They can see you from afar off. They can hear you coming from afar off. So it's much more likely to spook them. What I've found is better to do is try to come up on the water, you know, walking towards the bank. You're perpendicular to the water. And even better than that, you want to try to get perpendicular to the water with some altitude. Okay, if you can be up on a bank that then drops right into the water and you can come up to crest that hill, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet above water level, you're going to have a much better chance at getting the jump on ducks, because that altitude, one, they're not looking up so much. They're more looking on the water and at water level. And two, having that ground between you and them in the form of altitude is going to make you quieter. It's going to make you sneakier. They're not going to be able to see you until you crest that hill, until you crest that point of being able to see the water, which they ought to be within range at that point. So that, I think, is the best way to do it. You know, I will tend to, if I go out for a morning hunt and we're unsuccessful, we don't get any ducks, or we don't get our limit and we still have some hunt left in us, we'll pack everything up in the car and then we'll go on a walkabout, both scouting and jump hunting, trying to do this at different places where we think ducks might be along the stream. So if you get a nice long piece of water, big piece of water, you could scout it with your binoculars, figure out where they are, get back into the woods, and then try to come around and go through the woods and come up on the water right where they're at from some altitude if possible. So I found that to be the best way. Now, we're not talking about, you know, shooting ducks at the park. Okay, that's what I thought it was when I first got into duck hunting. And, you know, ducks at the park, you can almost pet them. You can get so close to them. You sit there, they'll eat out of your hand sometimes. This is not ducks in the wild, people. I have never gotten that close to a duck, ever. If I did, I would have taken them home and eaten them. I mean, this, you're talking about completely different creatures in the wild. They see you coming from 100 yards, they are gone most of the time. You can't get closer than that. So sneaking up on ducks takes some skill, but you can do it without any other equipment other than some way to get in the water and retrieve them if you shoot them. And this can be something that's fun to do early season when it's warm and maybe you don't have any waders. You're just going to walk into the stream and get soaked. You're going to walk into the pond and get soaked to retrieve the ducks. But hey, if it's 75 out, that's no big deal, depending on where you are in the country. You know, you can do that without any other equipment. So this can be a way to get into duck hunting and not need to have any other equipment. So I maybe spent too much time on it, but this is something that you can do without anything. If you don't have the money for anything else, you get some steel shot You get a duck license. You can go out when the weather's warm and just shoot ducks on the water and just swim on in and pick them up and bring them back. Or you flush them and try to shoot them out of the air and then swim on in and try to get them back. Another thing people do is they'll hunt with two or three people along a stream or something. So one person is going to go downstream from where the ducks are. The other is going to try to sneak up on them from the other side. And that person who's sneaking is doing two things. One, they're trying to get a shot at those ducks. Two, they know they're going to flush the ducks. Even if they get a shot, even if they get a duck, even if they get two ducks, the rest of the ducks are flying. So, and the idea is they're going to fly right by the person waiting for them downstream so they can get some pass shots at them. So you take your sneakier person and then you have them try to sneak around to get the jump on the ducks, but they come from the other side. So when those ducks fly away, either you're shooting at them or you're not, whether you spook them or you're able to get a shot, either way, they're going to fly down. They're going to fly usually right along that water, right along that corridor. And then that other person's able to get shots at them as they fly by. So it can be a team sport. All right, so that's number one, jump hunting. Number two, this is probably the least likely that new hunters are going to be able to do, but we got to cover that anyway, and that's field hunting. There can be a lot of great places to hunt ducks in the field. You've got grain and wheat fields and corn fields and any kind of fields can be really good places the ducks are going to go to eat during the day. So you can set up in the field or on the edge of the field and wait for those ducks to come. You could build a blind. You could hide behind trees. A lot of times people like to set out decoys, field decoys, put those in the field, try to call the ducks in to land amongst the decoys. If you scout good enough and you know the ducks are coming there, you can just sit and ambush them. Build the smallest, thickest cover blind you can. Wait for them to come and ambush them. Usually that's not the case. You don't have that good of an intel or the field's big enough that you don't know if they're going to land within 30 yards of you. So you want to set out some decoys. You want to call to those ducks as you see them flying around and try to get them to come in and land where you are and get shots at them as they land. Now, this kind of hunting is really hard for new hunters because most new hunters don't have access to any kind of locations like this. This is usually private land, and they don't have access, they don't have permission to hunt anywhere, let alone any place that's this good for ducks. So if you're able to get permission to hunt somewhere like this, more power to you. The benefits of field hunting, in my opinion, are you don't need waders. You don't need waders, you don't have to deal with water, you don't need to worry about anything floating, you don't need weights, you don't need, you know, any number of things you can do without them. You're in the field, you need some field decoys, you need a good hide, you need some calls, and you can do this thing. Or if the field's small, or you've done your intel and you know exactly where they're going to be, then you might be able to just hide real good and just wait for them to come and ambush them. So that's one strategy. The next strategy, this is going to be the number one strategy that new hunters use, and that's going to be hunting them on the water. You get out next to some water, you did your scouting, you go back to the last episode if you haven't listened to that on how to scout for ducks, you found your spot, you set up, you build your blind or bring something with you, you got a good hide going on, and again, the hide is the in term for you being concealed, you being camoed in, you being invisible when the ducks show up. So you're on next to the water, you've got decoys in the water. And again, we'll talk about decoys specifically in the future, but depending on where you're hunting, you're usually going to want to start with a dozen or more decoys. If it's a small water, if it's a small area, if you got small groups of birds around, you can certainly hunt with a half dozen decoys and be effective. Big water, lots of birds, big groups, you're going to want to have more decoys. The rule of thumb for decoys.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is basically, how big of groups do you see flying around of ducks? If you see them flying around in groups of two or three, then six decoys is fine. If you see them flying around in groups of five and ten, then you need to have as many or more decoys because you're trying to entice those ducks to come to you. If there's other ducks around, then you're trying to have the biggest party. If the ducks are flying far away, you're trying to have enough decoys out there that those ducks flying at a distance would say, hey, look at what's going on over there. There's so many ducks, I can see them. Something interesting's going on. Let's go check it out. So you're trying to pull those ducks. And depending on the situation you're in, you need more or less decoys in order to do that. Now, if you're hunting small water, you can have too many decoys and make it look too crowded. And they've got nowhere to land and they're just going to keep on going. But you're getting next to the water. You got decoys. You see them flying around. You're calling to them, trying to get their attention. They see the decoys. Then they come in and you make a nice little open area for those ducks to land. And they're going to come in and land into the wind. Again, into the wind. And then you get shots at them while they're coming into land. So that's the probably the biggest, the number one approach and strategy for duck hunting. Of course, we're going to talk more about that in future episodes. But that is where most hunters are going to start. Now, to do that, you got to have floating decoys. You've got to have some kind of water apparatus so you can get in and out of that water. Either some hip waders, chest waders, a wading suit. Something that lets you get in and out easily, because you need to get in the water to set up the decoys. Then you need to get back into the water for every duck you shoot. Then you need to get back in the water to take the decoys back. And ideally, you're trying to find areas that are, you know, the water's not too deep. Because if it's 15 feet deep, there's no way for you to wade out there. You got to have a boat or a dog at that point. And most new hunters don't have either. So you've got that approach. Usually, you want motion in your decoy set. Now, if it's windy, the wind is going to blow those floating decoys around. And those decoys are going to move. There's going to be ripples in the water. They're going to look like real ducks. If it's calm and all the ducks are perfectly still and there is no movement on the water, then it doesn't look realistic. And it may not catch their eye because they don't see movement at a distance. Who knows? Or they may come in and say, something about this isn't right. They've never seen this many ducks not moving, not making any ripples. So you need to have some kind of movement. There's lots of ways you can get movement on the water. You can buy a jerk rig, which is basically there's an anchor with a bungee cord and a string. And then you tie off your decoys or you clip your decoys onto that string and you sit in the blind and you pull it. You jerk it, quote unquote, jerk that rig. So you pull it and what happens, that bungee cord's going to stretch. That line of decoys is going to move back and forth. And they're going to create ripples in the water. So you can get something like that. They're jerk rigged for usually about $30. Something along the line. Sky's the limit when it comes to motion rigs. That's just an entry level one. Or if you want to go on the super cheap, which is what I did my first season. I built my own jerk rig with some string and a 2-pound dumbbell and a key ring. And basically, I took the key ring, I zip-tied that key ring to the dumbbell, I spray-painted it all dark brown because it was a bright blue dumbbell, spray-painted it brown, and you just run that string through the key ring loop. So what's going to happen is you're in the blind and you're pulling this string, that string goes down to the bottom of the water to that weight, which is going to hold it in place. And then it goes through that key ring. It goes straight back up to the top of the water. And you tie the other end of your decoy. So you're pulling from the blind towards you. Because the weight's underwater. That string goes down to the weight, up to the decoy. And it causes that decoy to bob up and down in the water. As if that duck is feeding. A lot of times that looks way more realistic even. Than a jerk rig you might pay for. And depending on what you got lying around your house. It might cost you $0. So that's one technique. I might do a video on how to make one of those or link to one that Riley did on that. So that's something you can look at. The other approach, oh, well, there's lots of other things I could mention in terms of motion. They make spinner decoys, which is basically a duck decoy on a stick that's above the water. The wings spin in circles. Now, spinners can be really nice, but they're not cheap. All right, you're usually starting at around $70-ish, and they go well up to $150. Probably not something most new hunters are going to have. The other thing that's out there, which is super cool and even more expensive, is they have decoys now that have a pump built in. You throw them out into the water, and it's basically a duck's rear end up in the air, and it sways back and forth and splashes. And it looks just like a duck feeding on the water. And it's battery powered. You don't have to pull anything, jerk anything, do anything. You know, those kind of things are impressive. And then they make decoys with little motors on them that just sort of paddle around and swim around, you know, attached to your string. And those, of course, all of that costs buku bucks, and you're probably not going to start with it. But you get a dumbbell and some string and a zip tie, and you can have a jerk rig. Or you could buy a jerk rig for $30 and get started with that and clip a few decoys to it. Okay, so the fourth approach for duck hunting is going to be boat-related hunting. And I'm going to focus on kayak hunting more than boat hunting. Because there's a lot of new hunters that might have a kayak or might be able to get a kayak cheap. I was at, Dunham's a couple weeks ago. And they had some nice, big, dark brown and green camo kind of color. They weren't camo, but they were dark camo colors. Kayaks for like $260, you know, which is pretty cheap in the kayak world. I've seen kayaks for $80. And a lot of people have kayaks or can borrow kayaks. So whether you got a kayak or a canoe or a little boat, a lot of the principles are the same. And that is that you're going to get in your little kayak or your little boat, and you are going to strap some decoys to the front or back of that thing with all the rest of your gear strapped into that kayak or that little canoe or that little boat. You're going to get on the water, and you're going to paddle out to an area where there's ducks. Now, the advantage of hunting like this is you can reach places you just can't reach from the ground. You can paddle into flooded fields, flooded timber, places that's, you know, just cattails and so on. And you don't ever need any ground at all. You get in there, you set up your decoys on that area. You know, usually you're talking about water, it's 2, 3, 4 feet deep. You set up your decoys on the water where you think the ducks are most likely to come in at because you've done your scouting, because you listened to the last episode. And then you can either hunt from your boat, or you can hide your boat and just stand in the brush, in the cover. Or they even make marsh seats, which is basically a chair that has a skewer with a little, like, a kind of plunger halfway up. And that skewer goes into the muck, into the ground, in the bottom of the water. And then the little plunger-looking thing stops it from going any deeper. So you're able to sit on a pretty solid kind of seat, literally in the middle of a marsh, in the middle of cattails, in the middle of reeds, in the middle of flooded brush, in the middle of whatever. And you can sit there and try to call ducks into your decoy spread and then take shots at them as they come in the land or get close enough. So that's another approach. Again, I don't recommend that approach to new hunters unless you've already got the gear. You've got a kayak, you've got a canoe, you've got a small boat. Then that can be a way that you're able to get out there, especially in areas that have some hunting pressure. If you hunt in a place where there's a lot of duck hunters, something like that might help you get out beyond where the majority of people go, just because they don't have boats, they're not waterborne. If they're shore hunters, then that can give you an advantage on finding a spot out further than where some people can go. So when you're hunting like that, though, You got to have a bunch of things in mind. One, you're not looking for any solid ground. Now, you could use a boat to access another place and hunt from the shore. So you know, the boat could just be the way that you get all your stuff to that location. And by the time you've got waders and you've got, you know, maybe 24 decoys and you've got all this equipment and all this stuff, a boat can be an easy way to float that in to where you want to go, and you don't have to carry it or drag it or something else. So you could just use the boat to find shore to hunt from. You could hunt from the boat, or you could hide the boat and then hunt from the water. And if you're able to find some stuff that's thick enough to hide in. And they even make blinds that you can buy to put on top of your boat. And you basically in a sit blind on top of your boat. It makes your boat look like just a little island of brush in the middle of the water. Although those are much more expensive. And again, probably not something new hunters are going to do. But you've got this water hunting. So your four strategies to recap. You can jump hunt on foot with almost no gear. You can hunt from fields and avoid water entirely. You can hunt from the water, which is the way most people are going to do it. Try to get those ducks to come into you. You're at the shore. Or you can hunt from a boat or use the boat to get into the water and hunt from being inside the water next to the boat. So a bunch of different options and strategies. No matter which one you pick, make sure when you go duck hunting, you're wearing ear protection. Because, you know, unlike deer hunting where you might take one shot a year, duck hunting, it is not uncommon to take a half dozen or a dozen shots in a day. Sometimes in an hour or two, and especially if you're hunting with another person or two or three other people, you could have dozens and dozens of shots ringing out nonstop. So get some ear protection, wear some ear protection. Special thanks to Tetra Hearing for supporting the channel and helping us out. Appreciate them. And I want to encourage you guys, head to the website, New Hunter's Guide. Check out the show notes. Make sure you register for the decoy giveaway. And please, please, please leave a review. Head to Apple Podcasts through iTunes. Leave a review. Really helps the channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. There I've plugged everything I can plug. So I appreciate you guys. God bless you. Till next time, go get them in the woods.